The title of this study is Nutritional Status of Children with Cerebral Palsy Attending Rehabilitation Centers. I am Dr. Mercedes Ruiz Brunner from the Research Institute of Health Science, INICSA, depending from the National University of Córdoba and the National Council for Scientific and Technical Research of Argentina, CONICET. The other collaborators in the study are Sieri, Rodriguez Marco, Schroeder, and Cuestas. This was a collaboration work with the LMU University of Munich, Germany. No conflict of interest is declared. In Argentina, there is no cerebral palsy register. In 2016, the National Survey reported over 19,000 children as having a motor disability registered with the rehabilitation units within the healthcare system. Approximately 30% of the persons with disability in Argentina are not registered in the healthcare system. A child's nutritional status is highly correlated with their overall growth and development. In children with CP, nutritional assessment becomes challenging because the relationship between weight, height, growth, and body compositions differs from that of typical developing children. Malnutrition is frequent in children with CP. Malnutrition includes undernutrition as wasting, stunning, and underweight, micronutrients-related malnutrition, and overweight, obesity, and diet-related non-communicable disease. Although the emerging nutritional problems among the general infant population in Argentina are overweight and obesity, the nutritional problems in Argentine children with CP are unknown. The two aims of this study were to describe the nutritional status of children with CP and to analyze the risk of undernutrition based on their gross motor function classification system level. This was a cross-sectional study. Participants were children and adolescents with confirmed diagnosis of CP from 2 to 19 years old. Those children with genetic or metabolic syndrome that could have or had affected their growth, or children for whom reliable height measure could not be obtained or estimated, were excluded. Data were collected from consecutive children who attended 17 rehabilitation centers and therapeutic centers in 5 Argentinian provinces: Córdoba, Jujuy, the autonomous city of Buenos Aires, Santiago del Estero, and Catamarca, from July 2016 to December 2018. These institutions were rehabilitation and therapeutic educational centers specializing in motor rehabilitation. Appropriate ethical issues were considered. Weight and height were measured. Guidelines for anthropometric measurements for children with and without disabilities were followed by health professionals. When direct height could not be obtained, for example in children in GMFCS level 5, it was estimated using published equation by Stevenson in 1995 for children with CP up to 12 years of age using knee height. Children older than 12 years whose height could not be estimated were excluded. In this study, GMFCS levels were classified by physician and physiotherapist according to the expanded and revised definition. For analytical purpose, GMFCS levels were collapsed into two categories, level 1 to 3 and level 4 and 5. Nutritional status was defined based on anthropometric measurements using international references of typical developing children in accordance with international guidelines. The cut-off points were defined in accordance to WHO guidelines and are presented here. Normal data were described in means and standard deviations, while those of non-normal distribution were described in medians with their interquartile range. The discrete data were expressed in percentage with 95% confidence interval. Odds ratios with 95% confidence interval were calculated to measure the magnitude of association between the two levels of gross motor function, GMFCS level 1 to 3 versus level 4 and 5, with 4 nutritional status groups: normal, moderate, undernutrition, severe undernutrition, overweight, and obesity, using the Mantel-Hazel test to prove a statistical difference between the groups. A total of 479 children were asked to participate in the study. 46 children were excluded because they weren't available at the time of data collection, the presence of neurogenetic syndromes, or lack of consent. In 144 children, height could not be measured in a standing or supine position, and only knee height could be measured. Of that group, the height of 78 children was estimated using the Stevenson equation, as they were under 12 years of age. The other 66 children were excluded as no height estimating equation was available for children with CP. This is presented in the online supporting information. The final sample was made up of 321 children with CP. The mean age of the participants was 9 years and 3 months, with a standard deviation of 4 years and 5 months. From the characteristic of the children, we can mention that 61% of the children were male. Most of the children with CP presented GMFCS level 5, representing 36.8% of the population. Spasticity and bilateral CP were more frequent in this group of children. 91% of the children were fed orally. Nutritional status according to GMFCS level is presented in Table 2. Undernutrition had a very high prevalence overall, with 52.9% of the participants classified as undernourished. The prevalence of undernourishment increased as GMFCS level increased. The distribution of BMI for age was also analyzed, comparing the group of children in GMFCS level 1 to 3 and those in GMF level 4 and 5 in relation to the World Health Organization reference population. Figure 1 shows that the nutritional status in the participant was more compromised as the motor severity of the CP increased, which means that the growth pattern was markedly different from normal. There was a significant association between the level of motor function and nutritional status in children with CP. The odds of being moderately undernourished were 4 times higher and being severely undernourished 14 times higher for children in GMFCS level 4 and 5 compared to those in level 1 to 3. To our knowledge, this is the first study to describe the nutritional status of children and adolescents with CP who attend rehabilitation and therapeutic centers in Argentina. According to our results, there is a high risk of Argentine children with CP attending rehabilitation and therapeutic center presenting severe and moderate undernutrition when the motor disability is severely compromised, GMFCS level 4 and 5. The prevalence of nutritional problems differ from those reported in developed countries, where there is a greater proportion of children who achieve a normal nutritional status and where the latest study show an increase in overweight and obesity. We found a significant relationship between GMFCS level 4 and 5 and undernutrition compared to children in GMFCS level 1 to 3. Undernutrition is associated with the severity of motor impairment represented by GMFCS level. As the motor disability increases, the risk of undernutrition also increases. It is necessary to continue studying growth and nutritional risk factor in children with CP to prevent and treat undernutrition. What this paper adds is that a high prevalence of moderate and severe undernutrition among children with CP was found. Children attending Argentinian Rehabilitation and Therapeutic Center and most commonly in level 4 and 5 of Gross Motor Function Classification System. Children classified in GMFCS level 4 and 5 demonstrate more risk of severe undernutrition. Acknowledgement and reference are mentioned here and can be found in the article online.